This one is called "The One Whose Reproach I Cannot Evade." She sits in her glass garden and awaits the guests. The sailor with the blue tangerines. The fish clothed in languages. The dolphin with a revolver in its teeth. Dusk enters from stage left. Its voice falls like dew on the arbor. Tiny bells sway in the catalpa tree. What is it she hopes to catch in her net of love? Petals? Conch shells? The night moth? She does not speak. Tonight I tell her no one comes, you wait in vain. Yet at 8 precisely the moon opens its theatric doors. An arm rises from the fountain. The music box, face down on her tabouret, swells and bursts its cover. A tinkling flood of rice moves over the table. And she smiles at me, false believer, smiles and goes in, leaving the garden empty and my thighs half eaten by the raging twilight. That poem, incidentally, I've been accused of praise or something. I have a lot of theatrical poetry, I guess it is. The more I look at that poem, the more I think it must be unconsciously or semi-consciously inspired by Jean Cocteau. Not Cocteau's poetry, but some of his imagery in his films, like the Orpheus and the Blood of the Poet. I think that's where it came from. I'm not sure.